syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live here in the Right Side studio, local, state, national. Man, we're covering down on all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, this is going to be a good day. I'm looking forward to this. But listen, you know, sometimes when I do my monologue, the Right Side way, sometimes when I do my monologue, I have a thread that I want to follow that goes down sort of the line of part of the Triple Dipper or with an interview with somebody. Not today. I mean, today I couldn't help but notice something, and I had to touch on it because, folks, listen, one of the things that happens in politics is that people, some people, they expect you to, quote, bring home the bacon. And you know what that basically means is they want you to be their sugar daddy. Put a little something-something on the table. I get it, but yet I don't. It was one of my least favorite aspects of public office. Hey, Senator, how about that little bit of that discretionary money for this or that? I had one guy literally want me to give him a grant for his business, not because it was something that fit within some government grant program or qualified for underprivileged or special status. No, he just wanted some money for his business. So let me let you in on a secret, though. Y'all listening? I'm literally about to give you the ingredients to the secret sauce. And some state legislators will not like that I'm going to say this. Here's the thing. Alabama state legislators have some ability to give grants to constituents for education-based projects in their district. There's that. And in some districts, even just some counties, there's a grant board that administers local funds, and the local state legislator may have a person they've appointed to the board of that granting organization. But here's the secret. By law, the legislator cannot directly harbor, dole out, or even handle those grants. Why? Because they're actually generated by taxes collected from you and I. They are public funds. And no matter how benevolent a state representative or state senator tries to appear, the fact is they are just directing a little bit of the traffic to help appropriate funds toward a cause within numerous limitations. I'm telling you what now. The secret is this. When they come to the assembly at your school or when they come to that event that you're at and they stand up there and go, "I am so proud to bring you this money," all they did was return your tax dollars. It was a pet peeve of mine seeing how many pretended that they were giving away funds out of the goodness of their heart or from their own pocket when nothing could be further from the truth. The only funds that a state legislator can give of their own here in Alabama is if they want to give away part of their own campaign account, the money they've raised to run for office. And even then it has to get reported to the state, and it can only be given to certain narrowly defined recipients like maybe a charity. I can't tell you how many times I would have someone call and ask for money. It was literally almost every single day of the 8 years I was in office. "Senator, the YMCA sure could use some of your discretionary funds to build a new pool." "Well, we don't actually have discretionary funds, and you already sell memberships that compete with the other gyms in town, so why do you need public tax dollars?" Or, "Senator, the city sure would like to build a splash pad for the kids at the park. Can you part with some of your discretionary funds?" "Well, the city just paved the roads in the mayor's neighborhood, and I believe those funds could have been used to build a splash pad, couldn't they?" It was on and on and on. And there were some good moments. I mean, there honestly were. There were some good moments. I mean, I once had the opportunity to help direct some funds to one of the small rural elementary schools in my district that had no air conditioning. Can you imagine? No air conditioning. To put AC in a part of their facilities for the first time. That was a cool moment. But too often, though, it was just people with their hand out who had grown expectant or even conditioned to the idea that legislators can give away money on a whim. Okay, I don't fault them for wanting something, but why was that attitude there? Why was it such a thing? Well, aside from the fact that folks always want more stuff, which I get, by the way, it was also a direct result of many years of legislators portraying themselves as the great benefactors wielding the ability to allocate funds to whomever and wherever they pleased. There was one particular guy in my delegation who was the absolute worst. I'm not going to name his name. He used to show up at events with a fake giant check that had his name on it in big letters. "From the account of state representative blah blah," and he would use a dry erase marker to fill in the amount and pose for pictures. Now, I've been to a bunch of those ceremonies and photo ops, and I would turn the golden shovel on the groundbreaking, but the guy with the big check, he would actually not even come unless he could do a dog and pony show. And if there was any joint credit to be given, he would not do it. So I used to drive him crazy anytime I could. I'd go to the microphone, and I'd say something like, "Well, what state representative blah blah and I want you to really know is we don't have accounts of our own. These are your tax dollars coming home to you, and we're glad to see it happen." It used to make him so mad. One time I found out he was going to a school assembly. He had asked to speak and essentially take credit for a grant that he and I had jointly applied for that school. He knew I couldn't make it there that day, so he was trying to stage it just right without my usual interference. So I found out about it, and I called the assistant principal, who was a friend of mine, gave him a heads up, and after old state rep blah blah made his grand presentation to the audience, the assistant principal went up and said, "And by the way, I spoke to Senator Williams, who could not be here today, and he wanted to be sure you all knew this grant is actually your tax dollars coming home to you, and that state rep blah blah was actually just part of signing the grant application." He was fuming. The same guy, that state representative blah blah, the same guy once refused to do any grants for a whole year because he wanted to save up and give away more in the next year. Why? Because it was an election year. Listen, I'm a realist. I know these funds are set aside for purposes that are designed to be benevolent and to help folks. And we're told in Scripture not to grow weary in doing good. It was also said by a great theologian that it's just as possible to become prideful doing godly things as it is anything else. The bottom line is this: just do the good. Just do the good. When we do things for others, when we seek to make our community a better place, we can achieve good results, but at some point, the underlying reasons for why they get done also matter. If we do the good, but we do so to call attention solely to our own benefit, then we have approached it all wrong. We have abused the opportunity to do the good for our own good, not for the greater good. And to be sure, there's a fine line there. A business should advertise its wares and services. A politician should tell you why to vote for them over one of the opponents in their race. One team should get the trophy because they were the champions. A soldier should get the medal for their actions. One employee can be an employee of the week and get the best parking place. And yes, a politician can show up when the grant is announced to smile and wave and feel good that something tangible is happening with tax dollars that, you know, makes someone's life better. But the next time you go to a school assembly or a new park, or see the library getting a new bookshelf, and your local delegation shows up, if they fail to say it, just politely ask them, "Hey, State Representative blah blah, or State Senator so-and-so, I understand these funds are actually tax dollars, not from your own account. Is that true?" And I'm telling you right now, their reaction to your question will tell you a lot about their motivation. Just do the good, man. That's all. Just do the good. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'd love to name names on who State Representative blah blah is. Boomer, you know him. That was actually your high school where that thing happened, where he tried to get in there and bring the big check and make a dog and pony show, but the assistant principal found out and made the announcement. "By the way, Senator Williams couldn't be here, but he wanted you to know these are your tax dollars." Anyway, just do the good. You know, get out there and do it. Stop trying to make it a scene for yourself. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.